It's no secret that President Trump and Fox News are pretty heavily linked. Many of the Fox News personalities have openly supported the president and defended him against critics. Some, like Sean Hannity, have even spoken at his political rallies. And President Trump frequently appears on the network and retweets flattering Fox stories to his million-plus followers. Now the president is facing an impeachment inquiry led by House Democrats. Fox News has followed it closely. Here's an exchange between Fox News host Sean Hannity and analyst Geraldo Rivera.
You know, Geraldo, what did you say? We've never had a president that's had more snakes, backstabbers, knives in his back. I mean, you can give the exact quote, but pretty much you were dead on accurate. They're out to destroy this man. They have been from day one, and they're willing to lie again to accomplish this.
You know, if it wasn't your show, Sean, they would destroy him absolutely. You're the difference between Donald J. Trump and Richard Nixon. In Nixon's case, if he had someone that stuck up for him, he wouldn't have been, motivated to cover up that burglary. He would have let the perpetrators get their just desserts.
I don't necessarily agree with your analysis, but I will tell you, they lie. I'm sick of it.
Kathleen Bartson-Culver is an associate professor in the Department of Journalism and the James E. Burgess Chair of the Center for Journalism Ethics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Katie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, that exchange there, and I've heard other people suggest this idea that if Richard Nixon had had Fox News, or at least some parts of it, things might have come out very differently. What kind of thoughts do you have as people make that comparison?
Well, I think Richard Nixon didn't have any of the media environment that we have. So he didn't have, combative talk radio. He didn't have Fox News. But he also didn't have people able to use channels to challenge him from his opponent's side either. So we're in sort of this Wild West digital media environment where you may have a strong voice like Fox News, but you also have other voices in the environment as well. So I'm not sure Nixon would have loved this environment.
And people have pointed toward Roger Ailes, who had worked with Nixon and coached him on TV and then gone on to have a key role in Fox News later on. Is it fair for people to connect the dots between the two?
Sure. I think a lot of people look back to the Nixon administration and think about what might have gone differently had the media environment been different. They also think about the political environment, whether the party was in lockstep in supporting the president. That's a lesson learned as well.
Now, there's Fox News. People also point toward, you've got also MSNBC that has a more liberal perspective. Supporters of the president say, hold on, CNN is taking an anti-Trump role. Is there anything unique, as you see it, about the Fox News channel in particular?
I think the dedication of Fox's following, so the number of people for whom that is a sole news source, that outpaces both CNN and MSNBC. So people who are sort of brand loyal to Fox may be getting a greater share of their information from a single outlet than people who are brand loyal to either of the other two. They're more likely to have a mixed media diet than Fox News viewers are.
And we mentioned the unique relationship between President Trump and Fox News, where he'll call in and talk on one of their shows. He'll retweet. The president will retweet things he's seen on Fox or even type out quotes and chyrons from Fox. Have we seen anything like this in recent memory, that close relationship between a president and a particular media outlet?
No, we haven't. We saw President Obama do some things to go around news media using his own channels and entertainment channels to try to reach audiences, particularly younger audiences. But we've never seen, at least in my lifetime, this kind of alignment between a president and a particular news outlet. Certainly if we go back to, kind of the heady political journalism or partisan journalism days in earlier centuries, you might have seen this, but I doubt it has the impact that we're seeing here.
Talking to Kathleen Bartson-Culver from UW-Madison, director of the center, the chair at the Center for Journalism Ethics there, looking at the role of Fox News and modern-day politics. We have this impeachment inquiry going, not unique, but darn near unique in American history. What are you watching for in the media reaction, the Fox News reaction to this ongoing inquiry?
I'm very interested in that idea of party solidarity, whether, you know, what happened to Nixon ultimately was not the media turning on him in some way. That constant scrutiny ultimately led to some powerful Republicans saying it was time for the president to think about his legacy and about the party's ability to continue on past him. So I think what's going to be interesting to watch is the extent to which other Republicans begin to challenge President Trump, if they do, and how Fox reacts to that, whether this is a channel that is aligned with a president, aligned with a party, or an independent outlet of its own that's going to challenge all of the above.
Now, there are opinion hosts on Fox News Channel like Sean Hannity, and then news anchors like Shepard Smith, and sometimes there have been clashes between people like Smith and Tucker Carlson. Now, Shepard Smith, this is another reason we wanted to talk about Fox News, one of their daytime news hosts, stepped down from his post, what people saw kind of abruptly last week. Here is him signing off for the last time.
It's been an honor and my pleasure. Even in our currently polarized nation, it's my hope that the facts will win the day, that the truth will always matter, that journalism and journalists will thrive. I'm Shepard Smith, Fox News, New York.
This seemed to catch some of his colleagues by surprise. After a pause, here's Neil Cavuto, who was on immediately after that announcement that Shepard Smith was leaving.
Whoa. I'm Neil Cavuto, and like you, I'm a little stunned and a little heartbroken. I don't know what to say. Shepard Smith, as I said just a few days ago on this very network, a decent human being, a heart as big as Texas. I didn't say Texas at the time, maybe just all of Manhattan. Wow, I don't know. A better newsman you probably cannot find.
What do you make of the departure of Shepard Smith from Fox?
I was shocked. I was shocked by the departure. And I think this is something that a lot of people miss when they are talking about Fox News, or when people on the left are complaining about Fox News. So there was a very significant difference between what audiences were getting during the day from Fox News versus the sort of opinion parts at night. And, you know, Shepard Smith was quite challenging of this administration and the Obama administration and the Bush administration before it. You know, he brought a lot to that anchor role, a lot of skepticism. So I don't want to read more into his departure than he offered during the departure, during that final note. I don't want to guess at his motives, but it certainly was a stunner for me.
And there's often this tension between the news side of an outlet and the editorial side, often in newspaper form, places like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. Does the public distinguish, do we make that distinction when we read or watch between the news and the editorial side?
No. Most research shows that, no, we are not very good at making that distinction. And I think it's particularly problematic now when so much of it is shared with us on social channels. So when something is coming to you completely stripped of the environment in which it was published, how is the average person to decide whether this is something that's aimed at being neutral or something that's trying to persuade you?
Do we need in the media to do a better job of highlighting, okay, this part here, this is our reporting, this part here, this is opinion?
I think so, because a lot of people inside of news organizations think, oh, we'll label this analysis, and people will know that that means it's got some level of interpretation in it. But I think if you walked out on the street and asked 10 people if they knew what that meant, you'd maybe find one who did.
On the opinion side of things, is it inherently bad if you've got a news outlet that's taking a political stance, a consistent political stance? Is that in any way harmful to our democracy?
It depends on how they're taking that stance. So, you know, everything's a matter of degrees. So for an outlet to, you know, align with a particular ideology, I don't think is necessarily destructive. But if they are, you know, twisting facts, if they are leaving out evidence, if they are, you know, purposely putting out misinformation, then that does become problematic. It's you know, how hard you're swinging the bat.
Talking to Kathleen Bartson-Culver, she's an associate professor in the Department of Journalism and the James E. Burgess Chair of the Center for Journalism Ethics at UW-Madison. She's with us to talk about Fox News, its origins, the role it could potentially play in the impeachment inquiry, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of Fox News? Do you love to watch it? Do you love to hate watch it? Do you agree with the way they've covered President Trump, the way they covered President Obama before that? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our conversation about Fox News and the Trump presidency in the midst of the impeachment inquiry. Our guest is Kathleen Bartson-Culver. She's with UW-Madison Department of Journalism, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about media coverage in general of possible of the ongoing impeachment inquiry? How would you like to see the issue covered? What are your thoughts on Fox News and what they're doing in the era of President Trump? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to a caller now. Charlie is with us in Milwaukee. Charlie, hi.
Hi, thanks for the call. I like to watch not only Fox News, but also MSNBC and CNN to try and get a wide spectrum of viewpoints to try and get to somewhat of a truthful picture of what's going on. But my question for your guest would be, doesn't it seem that a news media, either right or left, needs to picture itself or give stories for its audience so that it remains profitable, and they will cover certain stories but not others for the audience to be more engaged in? And this can be dangerous. For an example, is that if they didn't cover Lois Lerner or the fact of Hillary Clinton's destruction of emails, that by one news media, they also then won't believe them about Trump. And if he took money from Russia, how that should definitely impinge on his impeachment inquiry.
Charlie, thanks for the call a lot there. Katie, where do you want to go with it?
Well, first of all, I want a lot of people to be like Charlie. I want a lot of people to consume across a spectrum of different news media. He's to be congratulated. And I think that that's a problem that a lot of us have developed, particularly over the last 10, 15 years, is going to news sources that reinforce our own worldviews. So, you know, I may be leading with my chin here saying this to a public radio outlet, but if your only diet, if the only thing you're dieting on is NPR, that is not enough of a feast. You need to diversify and get a healthy your news diet. But I also agree with Charlie that it can be problematic when a news outlet exercises editorial judgment in deciding what to cover and not cover. Audiences can say that that affects their the credibility of that news outlet. So if you believe strongly that the Hillary email story wasn't covered enough, then you're going to say, well, why would I believe this Ukraine reporting now? Because they didn't cover that. But I also think we're all, as news consumers, bringing some motivated reasoning to that. We're making these judgments based on what we want to see happen, and we can feel bias where bias may not actually be present.
Charlie, thanks for the call. Jeff joins us now in Superior. Jeff, hi.
Hi, thank you. I'm old enough to remember John Chancellor and other journalists from years ago who did give editorial comment, but actually said it was their editorial comment. And what concerns me about nowadays is you have editorial comment presented as reporting. And, for example, on Fox News, Sean Hannity has said that the fake dossier was based on false, uncorroborated information, and that there is actually corruption, more corruption, that needs to be investigated in Hillary Clinton's campaign. But CNN and MSNBC won't cover that because they're biased for the Democrats. And I wish that Wisconsin Public Radio would present more of a Republican point of view, too, because Wisconsin voted for Trump.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Katie?
Yeah, I think Sean Hannity, if he were on this call, would be the first person to say he doesn't consider himself a journalist. He does consider himself in the realm of opinion, so he doesn't strive for neutral reporting. And that's where you might see a difference between what he puts out and what other news outlets try to put out, is that they are trying to not take a political position. Now, again, if I am, you know, strongly conservative or strongly liberal, I can look at something neutral and see it as hostile to my viewpoint. It's this thing called the hostile media media effect that I sort of wish we would teach people about when they're in grade school, to say part of media literacy is understanding the perspective you're bringing when you consume a text. So if I'm a super strong conservative and I read a story about a budget, I might see that as hostile to my viewpoints or where I want spending to go, even though the reporter is actually trying to put out a neutral analysis of the budget.
Thanks a lot for that call. Some people raise concerns about, okay, if you're saying we pay attention to both sides and that balances it out. And then with Sean Hannity in particular, people point to him kind of sticking with the Seth Rich conspiracy theory, for example, kind of long after everybody else had thought it was debunked. If we go with both sides, do we risk going into some of these Warrens where things just, we know they aren't true?
Right. I think both sidesism is quite dangerous. First of all, there aren't, you know, just two sides to everything. It sets up this false binary that there's a liberal side and a conservative side. But actually, we all know as we live our daily lives that things are much, much, much more nuanced than that. You know, if you take, for instance, soybean farming and the trade war, there's really not a left side and a right side. It's a much more difficult, thorny, complex situation. So I think we do ourselves damage when we set up this conversation about news as being this binary, that it's either coming from the left or coming from the right. What we all need is a set of information, an array of information, some of it journalistic, some of it opinionated, to help us make decisions about trade policy and about healthcare and all the other things that matter to us as citizens.
Talking to Kathleen Barton-Culver from UW-Madison, looking at news coverage, the impeachment inquiry, and the role of Fox News. Back to your calls now. Jay is with us in Seneca. Jay, hi.
Hi.
What'd you want to bring up, Jay?
Well, I watch Fox News every now and then, particularly when there are interesting issues going on, just to hear what they have to say. And I find myself turning it off a little bit too quickly sometimes because I get so irritated with how a lot of what I'm hearing is so different than what I'm reading and hearing otherwise. I can't stand it.
Jay, thanks a lot for the call. Katie, a lot of people tune in. They love Fox News, and it clearly drives a part of the market away from them at the same time.
Right. I think they have a very strong, loyal following. They are clearly the ratings winner, but there are other people that turn away from it. And I think that's an interesting part of this impeachment inquiry, something that we're going to want to watch, is how that following changes, either grows or shrinks, based on how the network covers the impeachment inquiry. We've now gone in public opinion polling, including Fox's own polling, into a very small but definite majority of Americans approving of the inquiry. Not, let's be careful with language, not going on to an impeachment, but just proceeding with the inquiry. So if, as you have more of the audience being open to that inquiry, the question is whether Fox is going to be more open to that inquiry.
Thanks a lot for that call, Jay. As someone who works at an ethics and journalism center, what kind of ethical concerns should journalists keep in mind if they know they're working for a network that people view as aligned with one team, a political team or another?
And again, I want to be really careful because there are journalists there who are doing, you know, straight up neutral reporting, particularly on issues involving the economy, for instance. You're not seeing you're seeing more neutral reporting there than you might hear on the Tucker Carlson show or from Sean Hannity. So I want to be really careful about the nuance here and not paint with too broad a brush. I think ethically, we all have to be concerned about the impact of news media on citizens in a democracy, because that's what journalism is supposed to be about. It's supposed to empower all of us to hold our leaders accountable. So if we are turning to news sources to get information to make those judgments, those news sources have a responsibility to us. But then we, in turn, have a responsibility going the other direction. We have a responsibility to consume more than just one news outlet.
Do you worry that there's a problem with us as news consumers that we view ourselves as part of a team very often and excuse me, and we'll seek out the journalism that supports that viewpoint?
I think actually the opposite is true, that we are part of a team, but we don't see it. That we think our worldview is the right worldview, and we reinforce that with the information we consume, but we're not questioning or skeptical enough of ourselves. Because really, honestly, it feels good when you're consuming content that tells you that you're right. You know, you're correct about all of these things. Who doesn't want to feel right all the time? But if we're talking about, you know, being the people who are ultimately in power in a democracy, so being citizens who need to hold our leaders to account, that means being well-informed. And having a really shallow news diet makes us not informed.
So leave us with some news consumer advice, if you would, Katie.
Well, leave you with some news consumer advice. Vary your diet. If there's something that you really think is not worth your time, try it for 5 minutes. Turn it on like Jeff or Charlie do, and see what you can get out of it, if anything. And then open your mind. Open your mind to other things that challenge your views, because ultimately that's the only thing that's going to help us progress. That's the only thing that's going to move us forward.
Katie, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Absolutely. Happy to do it anytime.
That's Kathleen Bartson-Culver, Associate Professor in the Department of Journalism and the James E. Burgess Chair in Journalism Ethics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She joined us today to talk about Fox News, its relationship with the Trump administration, and the role it could play during the impeachment inquiry, and wider issues of political coverage in our current media landscape.